Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, my name is Katie Evans. I serve as Dean of the College of Science and Engineering here at Houston Baptist University. I'm new to the position. I arrived at HBU this summer. I come from Louisiana Tech, where I served on faculty and in college administration for 16 years. I'm originally from Ashland, Kentucky, small town in northeast corner of Kentucky. I have a background in mathematics. I went to Morehead State and got my bachelor's degree in math, and then on to Virginia Tech for graduate work in applied and computational mathematics. And from there, I did a postdoc in mechanical engineering at Oregon State University. While I was pursuing my graduate work, I realized how much I enjoyed the interplay between mathematics and engineering. And so I worked closely with engineers, but on the mathematical aspects of control design for physical systems. So that's how I ended up going more toward engineering for my graduate work, or postdoc is really. From there, I went on to a faculty position at Louisiana Tech University. Our provost, Stan Knapper, was dean of the College of Engineering and Science at Louisiana Tech when I was hired there. I was really looking for a position where I would have the opportunity to work in mathematics, but work closely with other engineers and scientists because I enjoy interdisciplinary work in the STEM fields. So I had a great career at Louisiana Tech, and I met my husband there. My husband is Dr. Davis Harbor. He is our new chair of engineering here at HBU. We have two children, a son, six, who his name is Graydon, and our daughter, Arabella, she's 11. They've all moved to Houston this summer, and they're settling in great. But we had just a terrific time at Louisiana Tech and really got to work closely with other faculty and students. But I felt a call of God. My husband felt a call of God. And so when this opportunity opened up at HBU, we prayed about it and truly felt God lead us here. So we're very excited to be here.
Dr. Evans, it's really exciting to see what you're doing here at HBU and how God brought you here. Now, I picked up on you were passionate about interdisciplinary efforts to provide innovative and applicable learning experiences to students. That interdisciplinary aspect, very important. Explain that to us.
Absolutely. The challenges that are facing our society, our world, they aren't going to be solved by people working in cubicles by themselves or working in disciplinary silos. The big challenges facing our world from a science and engineering standpoint, they really are going to be solved by people coming together. Scientists, engineers, folks from business and entrepreneurship, social sciences and education. That to me is where you get to do the fun problems. And as an administrator, I get to help facilitate faculty working on those projects, students working on those projects. That's where I really start to thrive, is when I can help others and facilitate the work that they're doing across disciplinary lines.
That's cool. Now, you're from Ashland, Kentucky, but you did your PhD in Oregon?
Yeah. My PhD was at Virginia Tech and then a postdoc at Oregon State.
So you certainly have seen the smorgasbord of the country, haven't you?
Exactly. I wasn't trying to. It worked out that way. And when I heard about the position at Louisiana Tech about 17 years ago now, I thought, I don't necessarily want to go live in Louisiana. I don't have any family there. But it was just such a great position because they are so very interdisciplinary. And the College of Engineering and Science there included mathematics as well as engineering.
And Dr. Knapper, our current provost, is from there. So there must have been a great camaraderie that you had with Dr. Knapper in Louisiana.
I can remember the interview I can remember sitting in his office and the questions he asked me, and it was a good interview experience. but he hired me as a faculty member while he was dean, so I never actually reported directly to him. Of course, I was aware of the direction he was taking the college, and I fully supported that at Louisiana Tech. And so it was a great faculty fit and then administrative fit. By the time I became an administrator, he was in upper administration. So I'm having a great time working directly with him here at HBU.
That's so cool. Now, you're professor of mathematics and dean of science and engineering at HBU. Give us an update on what's happening in your area.
We have some really exciting things happening. Of course, HBU has a longstanding history of recruiting students and mentoring them for professional health programs. So good acceptance rates into dental school and medical school, and just supporting those students to those career paths. The engineering part is new. So we have a new engineering programs, computer science programs. We'll have our first graduates this coming May 2022. It's a small class initially, 11 students, but it's a startup. Mm-hmm. So it's been interesting walking into what almost feels like a startup, not a company, but a startup company within a university setting. There are so many opportunities presenting themselves. We have a great group of individuals who have agreed to serve on our science and engineering advisory board. It's largely on the engineering side. We're trying to build up the science side of that board representation. But they want to engage with us, engage with our students. They're offering internships and postgraduate employment. So things are really blooming there. We're on track for achieving accreditation. Once we have our graduates on the engineering side, we can pursue that. And so we really are trying to build up the engineering and CS programs.
So I want to talk about future vision in your area, because I know with your colleagues, you guys are planning a strategy to attract students. Explain what that's going to be in the next year or two or three.
So I think on the engineering and computer science information systems side, HBU is uniquely positioned to really impact that realm of work, because we want to showcase to our students the importance of character, ethical values. The only difference in the good hackers and the bad hackers are, what are your morals? What are your ethics? The skill set's the same. And so I think HBU is uniquely positioned to really impact the cybersecurity realm, but for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very careful about trying to bring in speakers who represent experts in technology while also serving the Lord our God.
Yeah, and when you talk about cybersecurity, I read all about it internationally. Currently, I've got a kind of a preoccupation with China. They call it ChinaNet. I mean, the CCP, the China Communist Party, has thousands of people on the internet controlling everything. Xi Jinping, major crackdown, total different China than even prior to his ascent. How important is cyber engineering here in America for not just commerce, business, but for our nation, security? What are our opportunities in the development of this department?
Almost endless. In fact, I would almost say at times it feels overwhelming how many opportunities are presenting themselves. But certainly you're hitting a great point there about what is the real reason we need to be pursuing this from a national security standpoint. Mm-hmm. And there are opportunities to try to connect our students toward those government type positions as well as industry. Seeking accreditation for those engineering and CS programs, that's critical, that's a next step for us. But there are ways that we can achieve funding sources and connect our students to those national security level type positions once we get accreditation. So we're right on track to not only impact local industry, but also to start getting our students connected with the federal agencies.
You know, it seems like the internet, launched and exploded, and Section 230 said you could do essentially anything on the internet. Now we have Lina Khan at the Federal Trade Commission going after big tech. We have Meta wanting to, along with Google, and everybody else is backing up, all on this area of privacy. I'd like your thoughts about, so a student comes here and they enroll, tell me the trajectory that student's on academically, and what are the potential future jobs?
Sure, so they come in and our engineering and computer sciences students, they are taking the same curriculum, whether they're gonna do electrical engineering or cyber engineering, computer science, they are getting practical hands-on experience in engineering and computer science with cybersecurity elements woven through. And so that helps students to get the practical hands-on experience and design experience while also being equipped with fundamental skills that they're going to need. And then they can see which of these areas am I really passionate about? Do I like the hardware? Do I like the software? And so we want our students to have those opportunities to decide which direction they want to go. And then from there, they continue delving in deeper into more specialized courses. But what I'm really excited about with the engineering, CS, information systems degrees, all of our classes are structured as integrated lecture lab. That's huge. Other universities don't do that.
Okay, and what is it? I want you to make sure we understand what that environment entails.
Every class has a laboratory component to it. Our students are getting their hands dirty. They mm-hmm. have to do things with their hands, building, designing, with every course. So many universities, especially the larger like Research One universities, they have lectures. Then they, you know, students will go off at a separate time, maybe to a lab, but not necessarily the freshman, sophomore year are they doing design experiences. Our students are doing design, engineering design during their first year. That's a tremendous asset to our students. And so we want our students to graduate with those fundamental knowledge, skills, abilities in computer science, in engineering, but being able to have the hands-on and the practical. I heard for years at Louisiana Tech, who had some similar features to their program, employers love it because the students can hit the ground running. We know our students are going to be able to hit the ground running too.
And when you think about future jobs, give me an idea of what we're looking at. I mean, a bachelor, and will there be graduate courses eventually?
We are working on plans. So we do have to go through some processes with accreditation to propose master's degrees and so forth. We're working on that right now. So we are expecting an online master's degree in the upcoming years once we go through those approvals. So we're looking at what the market needs are, probably in the realm of cybersecurity, maybe information security. Our students are going to be employable with a bachelor's degree, but we're also putting in place some areas and some courses to where they can be equipped with more of a workforce development kind of skill set too. So achieving certifications, which is really huge in the information technology space. So we want our students to have the fundamental knowledge, but also be equipped with the tools that industry is going to be looking for. So as a requirement, they're going to be completing internships. So all of our students are graduating with internship experiences.
Yeah, I mean, this is so important. I want you to elaborate on in the internship component of the courses here.
Certainly. So we are connecting our students, again, through an outstanding advisory board, to internships that typically take place in the summer, full-time paid opportunities. Some of our advisory board members are expressing interest in, can we have your students working part-time during the semester? Well, if they're available, that's fine. You know, Houston Metro creates some opportunities for that. But largely, full-time employment in the summer, usually after sophomore, junior year. Maybe students doing more than one. There's certainly no limit on internships, but it's a great opportunity to see the real problems that industry is trying to work on. It's a great way for industry folks to take a look at our students and see if they like what we're doing, give us feedback. It's a sample interview for a student that, you know, basically lasts 12, 14 weeks. So it's a great foot in the door to the company.
You know, you talked a few minutes ago about the character and honesty, the values transferred at HBU. In this WikiLeaks world where, you know, there's so much data ripoff and so much going on, hackers that mm-hmm. are proliferating, and now with Bitcoin and all of that, I mean, how important is that part of their education experience moving forward in this field?
It is critical. Our faculty are doing such a great job of just staying on top of the changing technologies, and it is a rapidly changing mm-hmm. field. And so we are careful to make sure we're recruiting faculty who are aware of the current trends but interested in staying abreast of the future developments. That's why the advisory board is critical. Meeting industry professionals and connecting HBU with them and what they're doing, that helps us to stay current. And so we're bringing in people to consult with our faculty, as well as talk to our students about those current trends and where we're headed.
Now, at Louisiana Tech, you were in Ruston, Louisiana?
That's right.
Okay. And here you're in Houston. Mm-hmm. And so this ginormous city of, what, 7 million people, does it give an advantage to students from an employment standpoint being in the cradle of Houston, Texas?
Hands down, 100%. So oftentimes students from Louisiana Tech, they would be traveling maybe to South Louisiana or to Houston for their summer internships. Worried about, okay, how do I find an apartment this summer? You know, is the company going to provide that? You know, how's all this going to work out? So, you know, we had a smaller group of industry coming in for career fairs. Here, the sky's the limit. There are no boundaries. That to me is an exciting opportunity for our students. And once we achieve accreditation, the larger companies will be even more interested than they are presently.
Well, that's really cool. Now, tell us about your husband, will you?
So my husband, Davis Harbor, chair of engineering, he has such a great background. So he had a professional career in industry designing control systems for offshore oil rigs. Mm-hmm. So he's an electrical engineer, and then decided later in life to go back and get a PhD in electrical engineering. And after that, he became a faculty member at Louisiana Tech, and that's where we met.
And he is in what role here?
So he is our new chair of engineering. He had served as program chair at Louisiana Tech for electrical engineering. So he's been through a couple of accreditation cycles. The engineering accreditation is called ABET. So he has two rounds of writing those self-studies and achieving continued accreditation with ABET. So his expertise is critical here.
Wow, sounds like Mr. and Mrs. Evans, Dr. and Dr. Evans are like a double-barreled shotgun. I mean, you guys really, God has blessed you and gifted you in a great way. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. We love working together. This is the first time we've really ever collaborated in this way. And so it's been fun.
Well, I've been working with my wife for 40 plus years, and I'll tell you, it's nothing better, mm-hmm. nothing better. Look in that camera, if you would. There's a prospective student thinking about coming to HBU. Tell them why they should choose HBU as opposed to a bigger state school or somewhere else.
HBU is a special place. I didn't know how special it was when I felt the call of God to come here. But students are positively terrific. They're very respectful. They're engaged. They want to learn. It is such a pleasure to get to know the students. And so our faculty, we are recruiting faculty who want to get to know you as a new HBU Husky. The opportunities for students are tremendous. So even in College of Science and Engineering, we have so many student organizations actively involved, not just on campus, but off campus and at the national level. And we have exciting programs that are truly cutting edge. So the job opportunities to provide, you know, for your future families, they are here. We will mentor you and love you during your time at HBU.
Thank you so much, Dr. Evans. I want you to know that Dr. Evans and her husband want to reach out and help you. You can reach Dr. Evans at kevans@hbu.edu, 281-649-3247. HBU is a place that you can make your academic home, and in the process of getting a degree or a graduate degree, you're going to get a strong faith, and that faith's going to carry you in a world of pandemics and unexpected surprises. One thing for sure about tomorrow is trials and tests will come, and it's in those critical moments that the accompanying Christian values couched in the academic training of Houston Baptist University makes a decided difference. Learn more about it at hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad. And remember, we have students now in 42 states across the United States. hbuonline.com. An online counselor can give you information at 855-428-1960. Dr. Evans, thanks so much for being here. I can just see the light of Christ in you, and I'm glad to have you here and your husband, and look forward to what we know is going to be a real area of growth in the days ahead.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Gary.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.